It's the 26th of September. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The number of contenders competing for Nadine Dorries's Mid-Bedfordshire seat has increased to 13 following the closing of nominations last Friday. The by-election, scheduled for the 19th of October, has added six new individuals to the original seven. They include Sid Cordell of the Christian People's Alliance, Anne Kelly from the Monster Raving Loony Party, and Prince Ankit Love, Emperor of India, running as an independent. In addition, the mainstream party nominee is Chris Rooney. Antonio Vitellio will represent the English Democrats, and Alberto Thomas will be the Heritage Party designate. According to recent polling conducted by Servation, Labour and the Tories are tied in the constituency at 29% each. A man who was robbed and stabbed in the Castle Street area of Luton a week ago was taken to the hospital where he received treatment for serious injuries. Police are searching for a white male suspect around 5'3" tall. A Luton man who was the victim of a burglary back in 2022 was revealed to be a major area drug dealer based on an investigation by Bedfordshire Police's Operation Costello. 25-year-old Jack Penman was unveiled through his communications over the encrypted EncroChat network used by organised criminals, where he was known under the name Paleblade. Penman will serve 8 years and 3 months in prison for his own criminal activity. Two Bedford businesses are in the running for prestigious honours at the 2023 Food Awards England. Gems Caribbean is among the finalists for Best World Cuisine, while Keeley House Bakery could grab the top prize for Artisan Bakery of the Year. Winners will be announced at a ceremony in Birmingham later in the year. That's it from me today. However, I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.